Life sciences is an umbrella term for the industries that the Patrick administration wants to grow the most: biotechnology, pharmaceuticals, medical devices, diagnostic testing, bioinformatics. The Life Sciences Center is the agency created to oversee that growth.
It's one thing for government to make tools available. The question is whether you're going to make the most of them. And you have. And you see the results. You see them in your own laboratories, in your own workforce. You also see them in the economic impact here to the Commonwealth.
The governor joined researchers from Northeastern University who presented a report showing that the state has given out almost $57 million in tax credits. And life science companies have created 2,500 new jobs in Massachusetts. The news was in part a pitch to the private sector for help, encouraging investors to put money into clusters of firms over individual startups. Susan Wyndham Bannister is president of the Life Sciences Center and founder of Apt Biopharma Solutions.
Innovation is a process. The job creation results were very critical, and we really had to think both short-term and long-term. And that's really the reason for our approaching this with a portfolio of investments.
But it's not clear whether tax credits are the direct cause of the life sciences sector growing at a faster pace than any other industry sector in the Commonwealth.
The life sciences credit is probably about as well designed as an incentive program like this can be.
Peter Enrich is a law professor at Northeastern.
But it suffers from one basic flaw, which is that there is no really good way to tell whether the jobs that it is subsidizing would have been located here in the absence of the credit.
Enrich points out that companies can easily say they're thinking about growing or moving to another state in order to attract tax credits and other incentives. But even if the Life Sciences Center isn't on track to create the 250,000 jobs it had originally hoped for by 2018, it isn't spending as much either. Thanks to state budget cuts, less than a third of the $1 billion pledged has been spent on tax credits, grants, and loans. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.